just film for fun. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Director James Wan of The Conjuring 2 started his career by directing the first Saw movie. And then more recently directed Fast and the Furious 7, as well as Conjuring and Conjuring 2. Conjuring 2 is a little bit of sequel-itis, but it's good. What we see here is the sort of blurring between fiction and nonfiction. The family that is sort of chasing around haunted things, which is Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson, as the Warrens, Lorraine and Ed Warren, and they're sort of based on a true family. It sort of starts with this Amityville Horror sort of teaser, and then kind of throws you all of a sudden to England in like 1979 to sort of deal with the haunted house there. And what we see is a haunted house that seems to like it's a faked situation with a little girl pretending to be, possibly pretending to be, spoiler alert, possessed. And then, of course, in the movie, you find out that she was just pretending to be possessed so that the demon doesn't kill her parents. And because of the director, James Wan, who's just such a great director, we get to see a really well-made movie. It comes in a little bit long, around 2 hours and 20 minutes, which is really long for a horror movie. It's about an hour, or 2 hours and 13 minutes, but it's about an hour longer than most horror movies. But because he's so adept, and because he just, his last movie was Fast and the Furious 7, he's so adept at giant set pieces and giant action sequences that he's able to take the confined spaces of what is his preferred genre and sort of build the tension. And here there's a lot of religious components here, of course. The paranormal investigations themselves are outside the bounds of anything that can be explained by natural law. So becoming a sort of horror of the supernatural genre, which is, and also haunted house genre. So this is a type of horror film which fits into the feeling that there is something not right about a place, a haunted place, which tends to have tends to be ghost stories, whether it's burial ground, an Indian burial ground under a pet cemetery, whether it's a haunted ski lodge up in the mountains, or in this case a British place where an old guy died in a chair and some kind of demon took hold. What we see is a similar type of genre. There's something about horror movies involving demons that every once in a while you have this tension where the naming and the nomenclature of the demon itself tends to give possession over it by the protagonist, in this case Vera Farmiga. So it's almost like if she was the Vera Farmiga and Up in the Air, and then she got the name of George Clooney. If she yelled his real name out during a movie, if she was like, "You're just George Clooney," then she would, of course, receive dominion over his character, and that would blow the fourth wall to bits. So in this case, the naming of the demon, there's something about that power of giving a name, the tension of somebody who doesn't know your name, anonymous, and when someone does know your name, it maybe is that the tension and the stress that comes from the core fear of identity theft. But they tap into this well in Conjuring 2, and the fear of not knowing something's name or it knowing your name is the central interplay of the paranormal here.